This is Arnold. I'm the governor. And you are listening to the award-nominated Interactive Distractions. What the hell is a distraction? What the hell is broccoli? Yes!
It's time for me to rock.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 127. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Travis Baum.
Get hype, baby!
And Jeff Chorney.
Oh, the hype is here!
Oh, shit. let's see, today we are doing our contest entries for the April contest, your five-word reviews. We got a ton, so it's going to be interesting.
A lot of them.
We're also going to do some distractions, and I think we're skipping news this week because we're recording on Tuesday and not much has happened so far this week. And then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. But before that, I got to ask how Travis is doing. How you doing, buddy?
Well, considering what we talked to each other 4 days ago, 3 days ago.
Not much new?
Nothing.
Okay.
Got Street Fighter. Move on.
Jeff, what's up?
The hype is here. It's here, and people are going to hate us for a couple weeks, I bet. But it's here.
Suck it up, guys.
Finally. Dude, today just further validated that Street Fighter is my favorite series ever. Because I was never more excited. I thought I was really excited for God of War 3. It is nothing compared to today. Today was the longest day at work ever. And I walked inside. First thing I did, threw it in my PS3. The one in the bedroom because Tanya wants to play. I started the install and jumped on 360 and started doing some trials. And I'm like, oh, nice. I got half an hour. Let's do this. So I'm doing really well. But I have to take a plane tomorrow, so I'm going to be scared shitless about that.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
What about you, Chris? How you doing?
Not much different. I still have a kid, and that's taking up most of my time right now, so not much.
Well, you should. Yeah. I'll have a kid all the way until they're about 18.
And yeah. That's not going to change for another 17 years and 12 and 11 months. So. not much chance to get too much gaming in. We got a little bit. So let's talk about that. Travis, what are you playing?
There were a couple of games that I wanted to play, looking for things to play, to bide my time until Street Fighter got here. And I messed around with Trials HD. Jump back into that. I don't know how. I've actually been playing an upsetting amount of Trials HD this week, to be honest with you. The first day I actually, picked it back up, I played the same level. The same stage.
Because you're playing for a while, dude.
I saw you
playing, and I came back like in
one stage,
more than an hour or like
one stage, an hour and a half.
Oh,
whoa,
my God, dude!
Holy crap!
One stage. I learned things about myself. That my patience is further than I realized, because on paper, statistically, I should have punched something within that span of hour and a half. But, that game is so good and it's so well done. Yeah, it does piss you off. But no game that's, so heavy with the trial and error just makes me more motivated every time. Because, you'll crash, but you'll get a little further. And you're like, okay, mm-hmm. I got this. Crash. Oh, I got a little further this time. And of course, the whole time, you're looking up top of the screen, seeing, the leaderboard. And it's great. And that game, it says a lot about about that game. And it's fun. It's a blast. I almost put it on a little bit today, but while the install was going, but I had to do a couple of things for the show. But Trials dug in a good bit. Like that day, aside from the hour and a half of that one stage, I played actually for about 3 hours that day. I mean, just like plugging away. Trying to beat Jason Scores, man, he was a demon when he was playing that game. It was crazy. I think I beat all your scores.
Who was crazy? Who might have came off? Silent Hill Shura had disgusting times.
He's not on my friends list though, so I didn't see him.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, because me and Jason were just trying to catch him, and Jason and I were in like a little bit of a score chase for a bit, and then we both said fuck it, because there was one time, literally it was like a Saturday, where he beat my time. So I'm like, no, I posted the high score. Then I come back like half an hour later and he beat my time, like son of a bitch. So then I tried for like an hour, finally beat his time. Then he kept trying, like, yeah, we gotta stop doing this because this is killing all the time in the world.
Right.
So we said, fuck it.
I think I beat all your times, though, Jeff.
Like I said, that was probably like the only day I really played it quite
a bit. Yeah.
But don't make me try, man. I'll obliterate them.
Let's go back, man. We'll have a good time, man. I went back for God of War 2. Wanted to replay it a little bit since, you know, God of War 3 is done. I wanted to go back and see how... You know what? I like Kratos so much better in God of War 2. Like,
yeah, because he's... It's not...
He's still a dick, but it's not like it's not over exaggerated. Exactly, exactly. And like it's the beginning of like the ultimate betrayal, you know, with Zeus. So it's like, okay, I can see where this anger's coming from, but with God of War 3, it's like it was just pushed too hard. And I don't know, it was just overdone. But that game is so good. And aside from, you know, aside from the fact that the PS2 couldn't push, you know, the scale that, you know, God of War 3 did so well, I still am having more fun with God of War 2, and that's kind of what, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about. I'm just personally, for me, just I'm enjoying it better. I don't know why. And going back, Jeff, this will make you happy, buddy. I can definitely see what you're saying about the double jump.
Oh yeah, dude. It's annoying.
That now going back and playing God of War 2, I was like, man, if the double jump was the same as God of War 3, it probably would piss me the hell off, but you know, it's small, but I do agree. But yeah, I'm loving it. Good time. And then, you know, Super Street Fighter came out. I got hype about 2 days ago. And
you're gonna finally pick a new character besides Blanka?
I played a little bit of Blanka today just to get, you know, a little just to get my mojo back. After that's done, took a little break, watched 24 with Megan, and I came back and picked up Cody and worked on his trials, and I like him very much. My only problem is the unistick that I have that Jason made me. It's a square gate, and it's in any of the new characters, no one's a charge character. Mm-hmm. They're all Shoto, so it's very, very tough to pull off any type of, you know, Shoto move because of that square gate. It's killing me. What's up?
Just keep practice, dude. All my sticks are square gate.
Really?
Yeah, if you can get good with a Shoto character on a square gate, it's much easier than getting good with a charge character on an octagonal gate.
Really?
Much easier. So if you can like get the Shoto characters down a square gate, you won't have to need another gate again. Because, I mean, it is going to make, if you get an octagonal, it will make it easier.
Right.
But trying charge characters in the octagonal, it will take a little bit more work. So,
right.
I mean, you might hear different things from different people, but I hated the square gate at first too, but now I wouldn't go back because I can fake different characters on it and don't have too much of an issue.
Right.
I'd stick to it, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much all I've been doing for Street Fighter. On the whole, I mean, it's easy to say that, yeah, it is, you know, Street Fighter 4 with, you know, more characters and everything, but they did add a lot of stuff to it. I think I played through a couple of the, you know, the arcade modes. I do think, like, the bonus stages are a little tacked on. I mean, like, it just seems like, okay, does it really need this? And I'm glad they give you the option to turn those off.
To turn them off.
Yeah, that's really cool that they allow you to do that, because after the first time, I was like, oh, okay, that's boring. So, yeah, looking back, I don't even remember having fun with that when it was in the arcade. I was like, oh, that sucks. But anyway, that's my main impression. Yeah, I do want to get away from Blanka because I think even in our contest, someone even calls me out on one of them as well. But nonetheless, I know I'm going to love it. The Street Fighter bugs got me, and I think I'm going to easily plug in 80 to 120 hours, give or take a few, you know, with Super Street Fighter. I'm loving it.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. That's it.
All right, Jeff?
Just some trials of Super Street Fighter. I actually played a little bit of GameStop yesterday and today. I convinced them yesterday to put it on their main screen there because it wasn't busy, so they did. But playing with a pad totally sucked, and I couldn't really do much.
Ugh.
But it was fun today, though, because the guy who works actually brought in one of the Street Fighter pads. So it made things a lot like easier to do. So we're doing kind of like I wouldn't say tournament. It was more like a winner stays on thing. So I went over there on my lunch break. And it's kind of cool when a bunch of people who don't really, like, who play Street Fighter really, really casual. And I'm not like trying to pat myself on the back here. I wasn't doing great because it was with a control pad. But stuff that normal, like people like us that play it all the time wouldn't think is a big deal. People who haven't really played the game are like, whoa, that guy, like, that's crazy. And that was kind of cool because I haven't really had that feeling since being in an arcade when you're like, I don't know, 13 years old when the first one came out. And
right.
Just like having like a crowd around there. That was kind of cool. But
that is cool.
I'm glad I'm not going, I don't play with a pad, man. That thing is so tough to use.
Right.
Like, I hate it.
Did real quick, let me stop it. Did you get the regular edition or did you get the dojo edition?
I just got the regular edition.
So yeah,
I looked at the dojo edition. I wanted to get it, but that's kind of like, you know what? All this stuff that comes with it, I probably wouldn't use it, except for the bag. The bag was cool.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it came with a bag to put the stick in.
But. Yeah, the bag is neat. I tried to get the Dojo Edition at Target, but they didn't have it. They just had the regulars. And but they had a nice little deal right now. If people want to pick it up, I'm sure it's going to be all, you know, this week and next week. But if you pick it up, you get a $5 gift card back. So it's like $35 for Super Street Fighter 4. Cool. It's a hell of a deal. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, and I kind of felt like a bit of a douche because I double dipped, so I got on 360 and PS3 today.
Yeah.
And while I was just finishing up, like, finishing the transaction, the guy next to me is like, oh, I'm going to pick up Super Street Fighter. And then the manager's like, well, did you pre-order it? And he's like, well, no, I usually don't pre-order it. Like, well, he's like, we actually did sell out. He's like, what version did you want? He's like, 360. He's like, yeah, we didn't even get in that many 360 copies, and we sold out, like, within 15 minutes. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, I'm going away next, like, for this week. I don't really need both copies of the game right now. And
right.
I actually thought about it. I'm like, oh, I could probably just let them have this one. But then I don't know what happened. I was like, no. It was mainly, well, because the girl who was checking me out, I traded in some games. She already did all that kind of stuff. And I didn't want to have to undo all that. So I was kind of like, okay, forget. Never mind. I'm going to be a douche. I kind of feel bad. But I'm sure you just went to any Blockbuster or...
I'm sure you didn't have any problems finding the games.
Not a problem.
Well, 4 was a problem. 4 was sold out everywhere here for the longest time, probably like a week or two.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, I don't know if it's just like in Toronto or whatever, but yeah, I remember when I told the story how they screwed up my pre-order and they didn't actually have one for me when I went in there for that other store.
I remember that.
I couldn't find it anywhere, and then I finally went to an HMV, which is basically like a music store near my place, and they actually had them. So I was like, ah, sweet. And then I couldn't see them anywhere after that. So I'm hoping Super's not like that, because, you know, good opportunity. Good thing it's selling well. Still. Street Fighter still lives.
Get hype.
Yep. What else? Oh, I beat Splinter Cell. Conviction.
Are you glad you beat Splinter Cell?
Yeah, I'm happy I beat it. I mean,
okay.
I was really close to the end. And the ending, I want to talk to Travis. You beat it, right, Travis?
Yep.
Yeah, you beat it. I want to talk to you after we record maybe really quick, because the ending kind of confused the hell out of me. I'm not sure if it's because I took about a week off between playing it, and I just kind of forgot stuff that was going on in the storyline and who certain characters were, but the ending guy was totally lost. I'm like, what how is
I didn't even know who he was, yeah.
Okay,
I had no clue who he was. I know who he was. He was the head of, we can talk about it later.
All right, cool. But, yeah, other than that, man, Splinter Cell played some of the Halos on Sunday. That was really fun. Travis, you were playing Halo.
Oh, yeah, too, yeah. We did more monster trucks. Nice.
That was so fun, dude. Every time people play that game mode, at first, like, this sound, my friend was like, he was playing. He's like, I thought that was going to be like a dumb idea and not so much fun. But then afterwards, he messaged me. He's like, dude, that was some of the most fun I've had on Halo in like years.
And everyone says that.
Yeah.
Says that. Because even the last time we played Halo, some people were saying, because we had a long time. It took us a long time to find the game variant map type. It took us like almost an hour, and we were just sitting around doing random matches until we found it. And everybody's like, "Okay, is this really really worth it?" And we're like, "Dude, seriously, you need to just hold out. This is gonna be fun." And at the end, they all loved it. They all loved it. So I mean, that's always the case with monster trucks.
For sure, I can't wait for Reach. I'm watching all the videos. That'll be next week. But yeah, other than that, that's pretty much all I've been playing this past few days, I guess, since last time. Chris?
Cool, all right.
What about you, man?
As I said, I haven't had a lot of time to play, but I did get a lot more time on Monster Hunter. Well, not a lot more time. I got maybe like 6 more hours on Monster Hunter. I still feel the same way. It's still, you know, more of the same Monster Hunter, but... They did add some cool stuff like this. Now you can, there's monsters that you fight underwater, and that was a big deal, right? And I was really worried about how they were going to handle that, because underwater almost always sucks, you know, and I always have trouble with it, and it's like, oh, I got to manage how much air I've got and all this other crap. They did a really good job with the underwater battles, because you do have an oxygen level that you have to keep track of, but it lasts forever. I mean, it takes a really, really long time for it to go down. You can be underwater and kill like 3 or 4 monsters before you have to come up for air.
Hmm.
And even then, you don't have to come up for air, because there will be like the sonic air bubbles coming up from the bottom, and you can just go down there and like grab one of the air bubbles, and it recharges all of your oxygen meter and stuff. So Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. Got some online time on. I'm not sure why they do it this way, but I you know, they have a friends list, all right? It's not driven by friend codes or anything like that. So you actually have a friends list, so that's good. But it's the person has to be online and not in a quest for you to be able to add them to your friends list.
Here's my question, though. How do you know, like, how does that friend of yours register as, like, that friend of yours on a friends list, how does that register as someone you know without putting in a friend code in at some point?
Well, you can look them up by their name, or there's, like, an ID.
Oh, so it's pretty much like an MMO, like, you just search their name and it'll just pinpoint them? Okay.
Yeah, so you get their name and you can search for their name, but the thing is, they won't show up unless they're online. And then if they're online and you try and add them, it will only let you send the request, the friend request, if they're not in a quest.
Right.
It's really weird. So, like, when the first time I went on, I found two of my friends, they were online. I tried to add them and it said, oh, they're in a quest. And for some reason, I couldn't send my message because they were in a quest. Just so odd.
So with Monster Hunter Tri, with it being on the, you know, quote unquote casual console, did they do anything to make it the least bit more accessible to people who would want to give it a shot? Or is it completely more of the same and it's strictly to the hardcore Monster Hunter crowd?
The one thing I will say that makes it a tiny bit more approachable, they did a few things. Like, if you want to go the gunner route, now you can carry ammo in an ammo bag and it doesn't take up inventory space. So that's good. Because in the previous ones, you would actually have to fill, you only get like 3 pages of inventory space.
Mm-hmm.
And your ammunition, you might carry 4 or 5 different types of ammunition, and it would take up a lot of space.
Right.
So in this one, you have a separate ammo bag. So that's a big improvement. They also, it seems like it's a lot easier to make money. Because I mean, I've pretty much never had an issue, you know, after like the first hour or so playing the game, I've never had really an issue with money. Cause the first mission that you take, it's like, you know, they're just teaching you like gathering and stuff like that. And you go and you gather mushrooms.
Right.
And if you go over the allotted amount, if you go over the amount that they ask for, you get extra money for it all. So like my first mission, I got like 5,000 Zenny or whatever their currency is. So it does seem like you get money faster. The other thing is that like gathering and mining spots and stuff, they're more easily noticeable.
Right.
Cause they're actually like an item in the environment. And when you go over and you gather from them, when there's nothing left, it disappears. And then, like, some of them will respawn later. So you can come back and gather again. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more approachable, but it's still, I would say, 95% still the same old Monster Hunter.
Yeah. Well, my Blockbuster's not, they told me they're not going to get it for me to, you know, swap out with the Game Pass. So I think the next time I stop by your house, I really want to, you know, make you pop it in and, you know, kind of show me around so
yeah,
I can get it. So I can get a, you know, shut up, bitch. So I can get, you know, a good first impression on it and get an idea of, you know, how, like, you know, if the control scheme and anything else will, you know, really, really want, because I really want to play this game. I love the idea and the point of it. And I really want to get it.
Did you ever play the PSP ones?
See, I don't like the controls. That was it. Just like the way I control. I don't like any type of third person 3D controls on the PSP. I can't. I can't.
Mm-mm. Okay. Is it mainly because of the camera?
I don't like. Yeah, moving the camera around. It's like anything with that D-pad. If it had twin analog sticks, I'd have been all right.
Okay, because that's the only difference with the control between PSP and the Wii version with the classic controller. Mm-hmm. The only difference is that, instead of having the camera controls on the D-pad, the camera controls are on the right stick.
Right.
And that's if you choose to use buttons as attacks. You could do like the old PS2 version where you actually use the right stick to attack, which is retarded, and I don't know why you would do that. But
too human.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. But yeah, the controls are basically the same besides that. Right. And it controls nicely. I mean, you have to realize that Monster Hunter, they do not make it easy on you at all. It's like PSO, PSU, you could lock on to enemies. You can't lock on to enemies in Monster Hunter. You have to just, you know, you have to line up your character with them and swing away. And if they move, they move. You have to stop attacking, dodge or roll or whatever, and then realign yourself and attack again.
Right.
And it also has what I like to call straight line syndrome, like PSO had, where once you start a combo, you are going in a straight line that entire combo. You can't switch directions at any point in time.
Hmm.
Like in PSU, you could do a combo, like you could do your first hit of the combo forward and then like switch to the right hand side and hit something on your right. And you can like, you had more options with if you were surrounded by enemies. Monster Hunter and PSO are not like that. It's very much the straight line syndrome.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I bet when we started talking about Street Fighter, most of the listeners were like, uh-oh, here they go. You ended up talking about Monster Hunter more than that.
Well, there's wait until next week.
Yeah. Wait until next week. Because next week, all three of us are going to be, you know, we'll play Street Fighter to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's I'm having fun with it. I'll keep playing it, and we'll see how it goes. Yeah, online is a lot of fun. WeSpeak sucks. Do not get WeSpeak. It is a piece of shit.
I won't get it.
Oh, my goodness. We actually, I booted up my laptop next to me while I was playing online, and we were using Skype to talk back and forth because it's just bad.
There you go.
But it worked. So, but yeah, that is all I've been playing is Monster Hunter. I've been playing that daddy game again. That's about it.
No, you haven't.
You're playing that for the rest of your life.
No, just the next 18 years.
You're still a dad.
No, that's true. Cool. Well, we're skipping news, right, Jeff?
Yeah, there wasn't really anything newsworthy, considering there's only been really a day of news. So
the only thing that I saw that was of interest to me is I think some more people left Activision from Infinity Ward.
Oh, yeah, there's pretty much no one there.
And they got like two of them went to Respawn already.
Yeah, and some came out today as well, just about this, you know, the same deal with Activision and Infinity Ward is that the people who are staying with Infinity Ward, they're suing because no, the people that left are suing because the people that stay that are staying, they're promised a little extra bonus money and everything for staying. That's how Activision's it's their last ditch effort to try to keep people, you know, on board and everything, while, you know, and the other people that have already left are like, piss on that, we're owed that money. So now there's another lawsuit coming out of this.
Yeah,
so that makes, what, 17 lawsuits now?
Yeah, something like that. What was it that EA said? It's like, we can't keep up with the numerous lawsuits that they that Activision puts against their partners and employees
or something like that. But, it was ridiculous. It was a burn. It was a big burn.
I have to admit, I love when EA takes jabs at Activision. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. All right, well, let's take a break then, and we'll come back and we'll do our contest entries, then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. How about that?
How about
let's it? Do it.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's time to wake up.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful show. The podcast is about video games and all their music too. The hosts met on the internet at first to start this show. They called it Amplified Gamers on VGEVO, on VGEVO. The feature of the week was launched and replies kept piling in. If not for the courage of our fearless host, it'd be 3 hours long. 3 hours long. The show comes out just once a week, right to your computer, with Jividen and Tom Mace too. Trickmantery, not his wife, voiceover guy, and sometimes a special guest here on Amplified Gamers.
And welcome back.
And welcome back.
Hadouken!
Today, we are doing our contest entries for the 5-word review contest. And we got a ton.
Yeah, we did.
So I'm just going to hand the show to Travis and let him explain exactly how he's going to do it, because he's organized it and I have no idea what's going on. So he's going to tell you all about it.
Real simple. Instead of just going email by email, I went ahead and did the hard work of just arranging everything by game. So we're just going to go by game and give you all the – I mean, just – sit back and enjoy and laugh, because these are amazing. Guys, you really, really pulled through.
Yeah,
and then at the end, we're just going to give you the winner.
Amazing.
Amazing. We're going to go ahead and give you the winner at the end. I think it's a worthy entry, if I say so myself. So, you guys ready to start it off? You ready to laugh? You ready to giggle?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to have to start off with God of War 3, because I think everybody and their mom wrote about God of War.
Face.
All right, so for God of War 3, we have Rip the Wings Off Everything.
Nice.
Love This or You're Gay?
Wait. You're talking about a guy in a loincloth. If you love it, you probably are gay. Wait, no, wait.
Dante's
Inferno. We're not an homosexual podcast.
The next one, Dante's Inferno sucks balls, Necro.
Nice. I like that one.
One of my favorites was Makes Jeff Bang with Boner.
Yeah, that was good too.
Godlike graphics, mechanics, and carnage.
Well, tits, that was true.
Yeah, that's just tits, ass, gore, and grunts.
Nice.
Kratos' rage in high def.
True.
Totally off the fucking hook.
Well, that's creative.
Greek mythology and daddy issues. Someone needs anger management classes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And this one's great. Now that's a fucking Spartan.
Nice.
For Dante's Inferno, we have a few of them. Wait for God of War.
True.
Dead babies and nipple demons.
Nipple demons, nice.
Subpar derivative God of War. And red orbs are new, right? I think this contest came out around the time Heavy Rain was just released, and I think people really took control of the controversy and use it for their own comedic benefit. For Heavy Rain, not just QuickTime events.
Wait, it's not?
Obviously.
Oh, okay.
The next one, Jason. Plot holes for the win.
Oh, nice.
Interesting, intriguing, impressive, immersive QTEs. So they kind of clash, I guess.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. To each their own, right? Miss a button and die. Ethan Mars forgets things, son.
Forget his son? Okay. Never mind.
I haven't played the game, so
yeah, I don't really get that. Okay.
You both have not played Heavy Rain yet?
No.
Guys, okay. Guy, I'm going to lay it down for you. I hate you. Both of you.
That's only three words, dude. It does not count. Moving on.
And the final one for Heavy Rain, blew my load over it.
Wow.
And stressful for its own good.
Oh, stressful for its own good. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. I think I'm reading along with you, buddy.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. With Bayonetta, stripper... witch with hair suit.
Hair suit.
That's what she is.
That's true.
Devil May Cry, done right.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Awesome orgasmic explosion with hair.
What? Okay.
I think Jeff sent us in this one. Hyperactive masturbatory fodder for adolescents.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to mention that to people, but I will take credit. That wasn't actually me, actually. I can take credit.
Whoever actually, I think this one was Jeff's naughty, busty librarian of war. And the final one for Bayonetta, one hand mode. Enough said.
Nice.
Aliens vs. Predator got a couple of hits. Better than all AVP movies.
That's not saying much.
And the last one for AVP, game over, man. Game over.
That was good.
White Knight Chronicles got a couple of hits, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Campaign boring. Multiplayer, okay.
True.
Main character, not White Knight. That's okay, actually not true, right?
No, it's the not. main character is the White Knight.
Yeah, yeah, the character.
Your character's not the White
Knight. Yeah, yeah, right, right. I think that's what they meant. Mass Effect 2. Spoiler alert, Shepard can die. Not coming.
The next one.
The next one, not coming to PS3, a PlayStation 3. I agree. Totally.
It's and them words.
And the final one for Mass Effect 2, fuck this Mako shit, twos. Dead or Alive Paradise actually starts off with a gross one. Thwap, 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 splurt.
Wait, didn't we say five words, not five sound effects?
That's fine.
That's five.
It counts.
Okay, fine. Jeff, you sent that one too, didn't you?
No, that's just what happened. I didn't send it in.
Oh, man.
Dead or Alive goes on with creepy voyeur / stalking sim. And
that's true. That's a good description of the game.
But
actually,
probably the truest of all Dead or Alive Paradise five-word reviews is wait for the Natal version.
Oh, does that go with the first one as well?
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, literally. Moving on to Final Fantasy 13, guys, I'm gonna have some fun with this category.
Uh-oh.
Final Fantasy 13, the first one says no turns make boring maps. true
that.
Just wait, it'll get better.
That's awesome.
Another one says fun after 35 hours.
Hey, come on now, it only took me 30.
Another one, tee hee giggle, I'm a lassie.
That was pretty clever too.
Fucking kill Vanille.
Walk, fight, walk, cutscene, walk.
Okay.
And the final one for Final Fantasy 13, and this one, it goes out to Necro. Resonance of Fate is better.
I can't vouch for that yet.
Yeah, I'll never play it. All right, Bioshock 2. You can look down Ironside. I totally forgot that one is there. Big Daddy,
you know,
defeat.
You know what I love is that these reviews are taking jabs at our show.
At us.
Like, content. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we need
extra points for that shit, man.
Yeah, that was really fun. Well, another one kind of taking jabs at us again. Big Daddy defeated by Pipe.
Yeah.
So true.
I like that one.
And it's the funny thing, and you mentioned that, you know, as well, taking jabs at us, but they're also taking jabs at things that are seriously wrong with the game. Like, this is, like, not something to joke about. You can literally can die, but I don't know. It pisses me off. Anyway, Bioshock. Better mechanics, worse story. And Bioshock 2's final one, just like the first Bioshock. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of is, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Darksiders got a little hate, actually. A little bit of hate. Darksiders, Legend of Zelda, competent homage. Mm-hmm. It's Zelda for non-babies. Mm-hmm. Giant sword plus apocalyptic adventure.
True. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it only got one.
I only
hate.
Got one, though.
Yeah, okay. I just thought, okay, I guess I was hating it in my head. the last two, it's Zelda minus the waggle.
Nice.
And the last one, the only hate, and I'll call him out, comes from San Jividen of the Amplified Gamers. Repetitive, annoying, butter sandwich cunt.
That's just exactly funny because sure it's so ridiculous.
I know. He really does hate this game.
He does.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it, but he hates it. So, but to each their own. So, more
power to you. And Super Street Fighter 4 got some love. Random Ultra for the win. Or my favorite, Wake Up Ultra equals Truth.
Hate that shit.
I like the Wake Up Ultra. Street Fighter 4, but Super.
Super.
Thanks for asking.
And this brings up a good point with this 5-word review. I thought they'd nerf Sagat.
Yeah.
They did, though, didn't they? A little bit.
No.
Well, apparently. I don't know. I haven't played it yet, so I haven't played against anyone using Sagat yet. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I heard his tiger uppercut was reduced in damage, and like he has less stamina or something.
I know they nerfed Blanka's fucking ultra. That's for sure.
Good.
It doesn't. It takes off like 20% less damage. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, one of the main reasons why I'm moving away. But anyway, speaking of Blanka, spoiler spams Blanka ultra move.
Not anymore. It doesn't work real well.
No, it does not. And the final one for Street Fighter 4, and I agree heavily. Chun-Li's thighs. Oh, me, oh my.
Was that Scott?
Big ass thighs.
No, it was not Scott. No. I don't remember who it was. Even Prison Break the Conspiracy got one.
Really?
Yeah. Eating shit is more fun.
Oh, well, that figures. Okay. That's acceptable. That is acceptable.
I got the demo of this game that has a 5-word review, and I haven't played it yet, and I really want to play it after reading this one. It's a boom, kaplow, crass, shit, whoa.
I haven't played it yet either.
That sounds fun.
Me too.
That sounds like fun. Battlefield Bad Company 2, thanks for the dog tags.
I don't get that one.
Well, you get dog tags for killing people on your friends list.
Okay.
Well, if you can only know if you melee them in the back.
If you knife them, yeah.
Yeah, if you knife them in the back, you'll get their dog tags.
Just your friends? Just people on your friends list?
I think it's anybody.
It's anybody, but the people on a friends list are the only one that matter. Yeah. Johnny, thanks for the dog tags, buddy. effing M60 again, rage quit.
I guess that's a sniper rifle.
The M60, no, it's the noob tube, man. It's the wind stick, heavy machine gun, yeah.
Okay.
Bad Company 2, another one. Destroying shit is the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And finally for Bad Company 2, fuck, this chopper is going to crash.
Yeah, Travis is driving it.
I'm infamous for picking up a full group in a chopper. And driving straight into a building.
Yeah, I've been in that a couple times.
Just Cause 2. There are missions in this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And Just Cause 2 gets one more. Smash shit, then smash more.
Okay.
Very true. Gran Turismo 5. Lol. It is not... No, it's not coming out.
So true.
Madden 11. Same broken game, new features.
Nice. That's Travis's favorite.
I'm not going to disagree. I mean, I love my Madden, but yeah. 3D Dot Game Heroes. Fuck you, Lego Star Wars.
What? Okay.
And 3D Dot Game Heroes gets one more. Link is back. Patent pending.
I like that one.
Yeah, that one is good. Pokemon. Currency creation device from Japan.
Ah, so true.
Crackdown 2. Not a comic book game.
That's good, because that was never the debate.
I know. You're right, it's a superhero game.
That's right.
That's actually from my buddy John. And one more for Crackdown 2. Superhero game with no superheroes.
I like that one.
I do like that one, actually. Shira and the Wanderer. The DS game is better. And Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey. Adult Pokemon with penis demons. I gotta say, I gotta shout out to Repeat. He gave us the last two about Shirin and Shin Megami Tensei.
Like, oh, nice.
He's going with his normal shtick of picking the obscure games. And finally, yeah, guys, the winner. The grand
this
finale
was hard too, man.
Winner.
This
was
to
tough, yeah.
One single one.
Yeah, I agree. But we all voted together and we figured that this was the king of them all. And it comes from Lenny, a.k.a. Minosist from VG Evo. And he writes his 5-word review about Dante's Inferno. And he says, "What's with all the dicks?"
Sorry. That's the one that I read like immediately and I just started laughing. At first I was like, I don't even... It doesn't even have to make sense, but it was just awesome. That was funny.
We have some interesting reviews in here. We have penis demons and nipple demons.
Yeah.
We have dicks and tits.
Lots of dicks, tits, and I know. Splurging.
Man.
Yeah.
I thought video games were for child entertainment. I guess not anymore, huh?
Your face is for child entertainment.
Your mom's face.
No.
Cool.
Travis,
well,
you live, buddy?
I'm right here, man.
Uh-huh.
All right, so normally right now we would announce the contest for May, but we haven't figured it out yet. We've got a couple of ideas that are being tossed around, so hopefully it's been posted by now. But if it hasn't, then it should be soon, and we will be announcing it on our next show. So stay with us, and hopefully you'll get a kick out of that one, too.
Cool.
All right, cool. Let's do some new releases. What do you think?
All right.
Sure, no one cares, though, because Street Fighter came out today.
Get hype!
Okay, I think we got a voicemail from Mr. Repeat. Let's check that out.
Big Pete!
Okay, so first up, Jeff, shut the hell up for 2 minutes. All right, now, releases. We have the PSP, Holy Invasion of it's not called that anymore because of litigation or some bullshit. It's now called What Did I Do to Deserve This, My Lord? Do. Now, the UMD version, apparently, last I heard, contains the original game as well. And the download version just has a sequel. That's for PSP. And for the DS, we have Picross 3D, which is pretty fantastic. It's been out in Europe for a while, so I've been already playing it. And if you liked Picross, it's the same, but in 3D, so it's even more head-fucking. But yeah, it's pretty damn good for the DS there. And that's more or less it.
All right, cool.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, you can.
I can answer.
Let's go through the fill-in-the-blanks here. PS3 is getting the Modern Warfare 2 stimulus package. Who gives a shit? Don't buy it. It's overpriced. And Iron Man 2. And PSP is also getting Iron Man 2. 360 is also getting Iron Man 2. DS is getting Dance Sensation. Oh, I'm sorry. Wii is getting Dance Sensation and Iron Man 2. And Satisfaction. That's
awesome. Oh my god.
Pick of the week, baby. Okay. DS is getting Lego Harry Potter, Picross 3D, which was mentioned by Mr. Repeat, Monster Racers, Dementium 2, Iron Man 2. PC is getting the stimulus package, and Rig and Roll. And that is your stunningly wonderful new release list. So, wow. Pick of the week.
I'm not picking up anything next week, that's for sure.
Yeah. Halo Reach Beta.
Yeah, Halo Reach Beta. Go pick up ODST and get the Reach Beta.
If I have to pick something off of this list, it's going to be What Did I Do to Deserve This, My Lord, too. Holy Invasion of Privacy.
Yeah,
Batman.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, that's right. I'd go, go with that or get ODST for Reach.
There you go. Cool. All right, let's get back to Travis for some emails.
Alrighty, I have us a couple of emails. The first one comes from Snakezilla. It's actually at Travis, whoever that guy is. Sounds like a fucker.
He's a douche.
Yeah, I heard. In response to your comment about the Metal Gear Solid series, I don't agree with you about the ending. The problem I find with Metal Gear Solid is that there are too many loopholes that needed to be filled. MGS4 filled a lot of those, but the story wasn't complete, and I think that is why he wasn't killed off. The story should have been more streamlined, But that's too late. Haha. When Metal Gear Solid 6 comes out, I will buy it day one and love every second of it. By the way, I'm excited about getting Peace Walker. Snake Godzilla. I agree
wait,
with you.
Wait, 6? What happened to 5?
Well, 5 Peace Walker's technically is, it is 5.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember what I said about Metal Gear like a week or two ago.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
I don't either. I know we joked about Snake and how he didn't kill himself and that kind of shit, but I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I think I disagreed with the Kojima's decision to just say he's going to die in 6 months and not actually die, you know, during the game. I didn't think he should have died by committing suicide, though. I think he's a stronger person than that. But
fair
yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, for the most part, I agree with you, Snake. But yeah, Peace Walker for the win. It's going to be awesome. I got a perfect score, like in Famitsu. But they give perfect scores all the time, though, right?
Not really.
Yeah, pretty much. No, well, they, not all they, the time, but...
They give a lot of high scores, but there's only been, like... I think Peace Walker makes, like, 9 or 10 games in the history of the magazine that have gotten perfect scores.
Yeah, that's more than IGN.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's just IGN. They're infamous for being criticized for you know, kind of being
pretty
bought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to our final email of the show. This is from Alex Carter. He says, "Indus Crew, long time listener, first time emailer. While listening to episode 125, you guys mentioned how Kratos throws himself off a cliff and could be his, and it could be his death, or it could be the beginning of the first God of War. I would like to point out the Bourne trilogy, where Jason Bourne, is found floating in the water in the Bourne Identity, and spoilers, in the ultimatum, he is running off the roof and shot in the back. He ends up in the water with bullet wounds, just like how the movies started. Completely random. But I was reminded of this during the God of War 3 feature. Well, anyway, I'm also known on the PSN and VG Evo as Sting HP.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sting HP.
I like Boring them. Trilogy.
I like them. Like it. Yeah, I liked them. They're pretty cool.
I watched the first one, and I tried to watch the second one twice. And both times, I fell asleep because it
really?
Was just bored the crap out of me. I don't know why. And I didn't even bother trying to watch Ultimatum. I just said, whatever, I'm not going to watch it, so... but I've seen Identity. I've seen it like twice, but, you know, the second one, which is Supremacy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tried to watch it twice. I fell asleep both times.
Yeah. Supremacy was the weakest of the trilogy, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was Ultimatum wasn't bad. I liked it. But yeah, I don't think the ending of God of War 3 was supposed to harken back to the beginning of God of War 1. I just don't see that.
I think it kind of does, and that's something we touched on last week. That's one of the things that I thought of when I saw the ending of it. So
there's no way we're going to tell unless they come up with a direct sequel, right?
Right.
I'm just saying
right.
They ended it on a safe way where they can say you can't for sure say he's dead and you can't for sure say he's alive. And the way that they did it, throwing off a cliff, no matter, it's not really an opinion. It's fact that he throws himself off a cliff in the beginning of the first game. That's not even like... So, I mean, they're similar for sure.
But
I think it was a safe way of them to do it, to be like, okay, well, we're not really copping out by saying he's alive, but we're still kind of staying on the edge saying that he's dead, but it's open to interpretation.
Now I can see where you're coming from, where in the very beginning of the game, he is throwing himself off the cliff, but you actually go back to that exact spot toward the end of the game.
Yeah.
Well, no, in the middle of the game, you go back to that spot. So that's why I don't think it's actually him. Like, the very beginning of God of War 1 is...
No, I'm not saying that's the scene. I'm just saying it's kind of like a fitting way. It's like the first game starts with him throwing himself off a cliff. The last game ends with him throwing himself off a cliff. I'm not saying it's the same cliff he's jumping off or in the same point of time or anything like that. Just that the way the God of War ends is the same way it starts. They just don't show it.
I think that was
my point.
I just think it defeats the purpose. Like, if you're going to kill yourself, run a sword through your chest... I run a sword through my chest, but this isn't good enough.
It's God of War, and it's a moneymaker, so they're not going to straight up say he's dead, so if they do decide to bring him back, then they have to be like, okay, how come he's back? What ridiculous thing can we do? So now this way, they can either keep him dead, Or they can be like, well, you didn't see what happened to him. He actually climbed down that cliff and got into the pool, like the friggin', I don't know, the what's called of life or whatever, and he's fine again. That's all.
But that would be a cop-out. That's all right.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to label this email spoilers.
Oh, yeah, that's probably, that's probably a good idea.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to label it spoiler somehow.
Yeah, mark that down for
that
sure.
That game's, what, like a month old? Yeah, statute of limitations says it's okay. Why not? Real quick, guys, I know I said that was the last one, but I'm going to dip into the mailbag real quick because B-Wrong sent us a couple of random questions, and I'm going to go ahead and spit a few out. This is back in the day. He says, I can't seem to grab a copy of God of War 3 here because our shop's American suppliers run out of copies. I hope you got it, buddy. And if not, I hope we just didn't spoil the ending for you. Sucks. Number one, he has three questions. Number one, let's see, sidekick or side character in a game that should have been the lead?
That should have been the lead?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Oh, I'm waiting for Chris to say the White Knight Chronicles guy.
Oh, God.
Thing is, I probably have a bunch of that, because I remember a lot of games I've been like, the secondary characters are way more entertaining than the main character, but I just can't think of any
like
of
most
them
of the
right
Final
now.
Fantasy games.
Yeah.
I will say this, there's one game coming out that that I think that the secondary character is much more interesting than the lead character, and that's the new one from Ninja Theory.
Which one's that?
What is it called? I can't remember.
I agree with
it's,
you.
It's Journey to the West or something like that. I can't remember. It's the new one that's coming out from them. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Someone's screaming it right now into their iPod.
Of course they are. Enslaved.
Assholes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Enslaved. Shit. Journey to the West.
That's right.
I know. I should have a... Fuck. I can't think... I cannot think on the spot. This is hard. Travis, do you have any?
Castlevania 3, because Alucard is a much more interesting character than the Belmont character in that one. Travis. Or is it Travis? Trevor.
Trevor?
Trevor Belmont.
All right. Wow. This is making for great audio.
I'll go ahead and give you.
Maybe we should just go to the next one.
I'll go ahead and give you mine real quick. I mentioned him last week, and I'll mention him again this week. I like Locke way better than what's her ass from Final Fantasy VI, Tara.
Tara.
Oh. Yeah,
Tara,
I like
the
it.
Lead character in that though.
Yeah, Tara's the main character.
Okay.
It's an ensemble cast. I mean, it's really like one of the few games where it's like an ensemble thing, but. I mean, Locke still is a side character and, you know, one of the, you know, secondary roles. And I like him way better. Like, I just love his story. So anyway, Jeff, are you conceding?
Yeah, I'm conceding. That's kind of one I need, like, some time to think of. But I can't remember
at
all.
Pre or post gaming habits?
What do you mean pre or post? So anything before or after we game, what do we do?
Yeah.
I don't really have any. I don't know. Well, before I do any gaming, I check my email. I don't know.
I
know when I play
the
fighting games, I have to take my stick. Like, if I'm playing a fighting game and I go to another game, I have to take the TE stick out, put the cord back in its little compartment, and put it back on my shelf. I don't leave it, like, laying around, that's for sure. I always check before I play any game on Xbox Live. Once I try my PS or my 360, I always check the game marketplace for videos, new videos, new demos, and I see checking my friends list all the time. And the friends list thing goes the same with PSN as well.
Right.
No matter what.
I check my messages. That's about it. On
okay.
PSN and Xbox Live. I'll check my messages beforehand.
Nothing really comes to mind for me. I mean, like, probably except for my, like, pre-gaming jerk, I guess. I mean,
pre-gaming nice. Jerk.
Yeah, you got to get
might
that.
Energy during if I'm playing Dead or Alive.
Well, you got to get that energy. You got to get that energy out before you can, like, focus. Because, like, nothing says focus. It, pretty much gaming's like my cigarette after climax, pretty much.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
You release the
chi, I need
and
something.
You're ready to go.
Exactly. You got to get it up and out, and I can play some games. How do you think I got through 3 hours of fucking Trials HD without freaking out? Pre-gaming jerk. Number
you know,
three.
I was going to say, if you like Trials HD, have you ever played Grip Shift? Because it sounds like it's pretty similar.
I haven't played it, no.
Check it out. This
to be deadly honest, I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
Well. Yeah.
Oh, Crayman's swearing it is.
Well, I mean, I've just never heard of it before. I didn't even know it was a Prison Break game until I read the contest. Number three, do you have any tattoos? If you don't, where and what tattoo would you want?
I don't have any, and I don't really want any.
Oh, are you saying you're better than us?
No, I just don't want any.
I think Jeff and I...
I don't want a permanent ink stain on my skin. Thanks. Jesus.
Jeff and I...
It's art, Chris. It's art.
That's fine. I still don't want it permanently on my skin. What if I change my mind later on?
People who don't know Jeff, like, he has tattoos all over his body. He's like a walking...
And Travis knows this from experience.
He's like a walking painting. Like, he's like a living canvas of art.
No.
Jeff and I always kind of after we record, we always like stay up for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, just being drunk as shit, talking on Skype. And one thing that always comes up is like, dude, we're like fucking brothers. Like, we should have fucking been best friends in high school, yada, yada, yada. But we're so close. That goes hand in hand with our tattoos. Cause I think we both have each probably the most creative tattoo the world. Sure.
I'm surprised you have the same one, dude, or like similar one. No one has this except us.
We have this awesome, tribal armband going around our arms, and like no one has this ever. Like,
no one has that.
Nobody.
Right across your right bicep.
I go to the gym, don't see one.
No one has that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's. I also have my. I have my. I have Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn. So I have the sign. I'm not sure what the exact sign is called in terms of how it looks, but tattooed on my right shoulder, my back right shoulder. I also have some tribal art that I designed with the Canadian flag on my left shoulder, and then I have another design, kind of like tribal thing, down my my left leg as well. That's it, but I want to get my whole right sleeve done shortly. So Silent Hero Shura, if you're listening to this, if you still listen to us, I'm still waiting patiently, buddy.
Nice.
We're gonna be talking more Street Fighter, so he may start jumping back in.
Maybe.
Hey, when I was working at the game store back in college, one of our regular customers was this dude. He had to be like 6 feet tall. You know, you could tell he worked out every day. He had to bench press like 350 or something like that. Had these big ass arms, and he had a full sleeve on both arms that basically it was a tattoo that made his arms look like they were bionic.
Oh, wow.
It was fucking awesome, man. It was like the coolest tattoos I've ever seen.
So was he a musician in a very, very famous and profitable band?
Not that I know of.
Good luck getting the job, fucker. Hey, Jeff, does your tattoo go all the way around?
It does.
Hey, at least you're a man. At least we can say that.
That's right.
At least you can say it goes all the way around.
I love that there's that whole thing going around. If you get it all the way around, it's supposed to be bad luck. That's what all the pussies say.
Yeah.
You know, you have to leave like an inch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that when you started crying? Nancy?
All the way around. Stop! Quit it! Quit it, guys! It hurts.
Yeah, it's a pretty lame tattoo.
Anyway. And I also have Japanese on my back as well. I have some Japanese stuff as well.
Cool.
So, anyway.
I did want to get I talked about it last year, and I still am thinking about it because it's been over a year. I want to get like something to do with Street Fighter related, like kind of a canvas thing, maybe like on my right calf or something like that, or like around the bottom part of my leg. I think that'd be pretty cool. But then again, in 10 years, who knows if I'll think that's cool anymore. But also, in 10 years, I probably won't give a shit. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave the emails at that.
Hey, I got a voicemail that I've been saving for a couple weeks. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Sure.
Hey, guys. It's Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Hey, how's it going, man? I miss you guys.
Aw.
Stu, man.
Dude, I got a question for you. Where's the weirdest place you've ever woken up? Yeah. Dude, we got a party again. That was fucking awesome the other night. Week.
Damn right.
You're so funny. Okay. Bye. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish I was in that state right now.
I love that guy, dude.
He's awesome. Such a fun man. I'm going to tell you what, there was one thing, Chris. I mean, I wish you could have met him. There's not one bad thing you can say about Fluffy Nuts. Great guy, always fun to be around. Like, he's just every
time
he's
Nickelback, so that's awesome.
And yeah, absolutely. I thought him and Scott were going to get in a fist fight, man. Scott was like, "You don't talk about Chad Kroeger. You don't talk about him. He's the man." Fucking Scott.
Oh, man.
Love you. Anyway, what was it? The
where was the strangest place you've ever woken up?
Jeff's mom.
Oh, see, I was going to say.
Hey, yo!
Of course, I wasn't going to say Jeff's mom, because that would just be creepy.
You think?
I blacked out once, and I woke up in my neighbor's apartment the night of my friend's bachelor party. That was kind of awkward. Like, a few of us actually ended up passing up there after a bachelor party. We all went out for breakfast at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, and apparently banged on their door. They let us in. They were still up and drinking, too, apparently. And we just continued to have beers, and I just remember the next morning waking up with my neighbor kind of, like, by the stairs changing the channel on the TV, and I look at him, I'm like, "What are you doing in our apartment?" And then he just started laughing. And then I hear my buddy laughing from behind me. I turn around, and he's sleeping on, like, he put, like, 3 chairs together and was laying across them, I guess, because he didn't want to sleep on the floor. So, yeah, I guess we just totally, like, just passed out. I passed out on his couch, my other friend passed out on the chairs, and my other buddy was on the floor, kind of between the TV and a chair. So, that was weird.
Okay.
Chris?
I'm trying to think of something. The only thing I can think of is that I woke up on a porch swing once. Yeah, it just kind of like
weird.
Yeah, it was just kind of swinging back and forth, and I woke up and I'm like, "What the hell?" And then I had to throw up. It was bad.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not one to really, like, when I drink, I'm not one to really pass out, so I really don't fall asleep in weird places. So,
ooh, I got one.
I do blackout sometimes.
Oh, I totally remember this. I actually, my buddy Peel, Jonathan Peel, I mentioned him once or twice. Boondock, he can vouch for this because he was there. It was, in fact, Tampax. We got hammered one night, blitzed completely. Like, I don't even remember half the night. But apparently, girl picked me up in a bar. But we were all together, and I was a driver. So she drove my car. She was dropped off at the bar. So she drove my car, and along with Jonathan and a few of our friends, and we weren't going back to my place because I wasn't driving home, and everybody else was hammered too. See, as the good designated driver that I was the drunkest one.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Right. you don't know me. I do that shit all the time. But anyway, so, like I said, I mean, I blacked out at some point. Long story short, I eventually ended up hooking up with this girl, you know? But anyway, I guess I didn't realize it when we were leaving, but, you know, woke up in this person's house, didn't know, had no clue. Like, I've never done that in my entire life before. I'm really not that type of person, but I woke up in this house, never been before, kind of next to this person I've never seen before. Oh, nice, and everything. Felt a little dirty, but anyway, we got back into the car, and this is the funny side note to it. Jonathan was just kind of like really quiet. I'm like, "Dude, what's up?" And he was like, "Dude." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Dude."
She's a man.
I'm like, "What?" And I'm waiting for something, like, I'm waiting for a bomb to drop. He's like, he's dead serious. He's not joking around. I'm like, "Dude, seriously, what? You kind of freaking me out. What's wrong?" He's like, "So yeah, you had fun last night? I can imagine what happened last night, yeah." He says, "You realize she didn't have a door? She just had a beaded curtain in the doorway?
Oh,
there was no door."
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
And apparently, yeah. So.
Good times.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. All right. Well, let's do some question of the week. Travis, I'm going to let you do this one because you set this guy up, so you get credit for this guy.
Yeah, this was my first. You always remember your first, right? I actually got in touch.
I try to forget sometimes.
There's a game that's been generating some buzz for the PC. It's called Death is Sleep. I got in touch with the developer and creator of the game, Jason Rohrer, and he has accepted our challenge to come talk to us next week, and we're going to sit down and talk with him about his new game and kind of talk about independent games in general. So I guess, you know, we would love to have questions from you guys to come, you know, email us, you know, email at interactivedistractions.com. Please, please send us some questions. We would love to have it. We don't want to generate the questions ourselves. We'd love to hear it from you. We may even give you a little shout out as well. So yeah, please, because this game is fantastic. What I've heard about it, it's getting a lot of buzz from bigger websites too, and it's just you know, an independent game and generating a lot of talk, and I'm excited to play it. He also sent us a review copy as well, so we're going to be playing it really, really soon, you know, before we get into the interview with him. But I'm excited. Like I said, this was my first one, so I want it to work out really well.
Cool. Yeah, if you guys haven't heard of this game, Death is Sleep, it's really, really creative. It's basically you play it with You have to play it with two players, and you're basically creating your own story that that basically gets this 8-bit graphical representation given to it. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, kind of like when you buy the game, it comes with two copies. So you give one copy to another person, and you guys play it together, or you can play it with other people who have the game in general. Basically, what it is in a nutshell is... And I could be wrong when, you know, when I play it more, I can emphasize a little better, but it's turn-based improvisational storytelling. But instead of, you know, like just talking about it or typing something, you're actually using 8-bit graphics. It's very, very interesting how it plays out, and you can actually save them to a website. So I'll have more, more hands-on time, and I'll talk about it on the show during distractions.
Very cool. All right, well, that is our show. You can email your questions for, I'm sorry, it was Jason what?
Rohrer. Yeah.
That's why I asked you, because I can't get his name right. I know it's just Jason Rohrer. Okay. So yeah, you Rohrer. Can email those questions to us at email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also leave us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It is like Leap, but it's not.
You can also get us on Google Talk. That's interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Indus Jason, Indus Travis, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F. Hype!
The hype is not actually included in his Twitter address.
No, it's not.
But he might change his name now.
I might, yeah.
Indus Geoff Hype! Let's see what else. Facebook group. Yes, Interactive Distractions Podcast. Come join our group if you would like. And that is the wrap-up. We should probably mention Indus Fest, the Deuce.
Deuce!
That's going to be happening November 5th and 6th and 7th. So mark your calendars and find a way to get out here, because it's going to be a great time. Today is we are recording on Tuesday, because we're all heading down to Florida at the this week. Starting tomorrow, and I posted the Indus Fest post yesterday, and there's like 20 people already signed up. It's crazy how quickly there's that many people came out of the woodwork. So, yeah, please get out there. It's going to be a great time. We're really, really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to having fun with you guys again. Last year was a blast. It was our pleasure to do it, and it is our pleasure to do it once again. So, yeah. So Indus Fest, the Deuce.
And no excuses. We're looking at you, Cades and Sours and everybody else who has...
Sour was there last year.
Yeah, Sour was there last year.
Oh, I'm talking about this year. I'm not living in the past like you guys. I'm all about the future.
Oh, they're talking about coming down. And, you know, they're going to have Sam with them. And she,
bring the baby.
Yeah, they're gonna. I think they're going to bring the baby with them. And Sam and Liam can have some quality time.
That's a... Wow.
A little weird, yeah. I don't know if you guys heard, but I think Repeat said that he's going to make it. He said he's about 90% sure that he's going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Pistol
Pete. Dude's going to fly from Australia.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. And Fluffy Nuts said he's going to be busy that weekend doing his hair.
This is great, great radio for people who have no clue who the fuck we're talking about.
This is true. Well, everybody knows Fluffy Nuts. We just played a voicemail.
Oh, yeah, true.
And we played
everybody
one
knows Repeat know because we play one for every week for him. So
except last week, though.
That's, well, week before last year.
Oh, week before, yeah.
All right, cool. So that's our show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you are on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We're going to talk to you next week.
Peace out.